Final score here at Statesboro, Georgia Southern 67, ULM 56. Out-rebounding the Warhawks 41-31, 15 of those on the offensive end, leading to 10-second chance points. We've got our two players of the game with us, and they actually teamed up for quite a dazzling assist during that first half, which we'll get to. First up, Elijah McCadden, 13 points, tied a career high with 9 rebounds, set a career high with 7 assists. It seemed like once you guys got comfortable facing that zone defense, things just started to run so much better.
Yeah, it's just first half we started pushing it, and we didn't score the first few minutes, but after we knocked down a few shots, we got going and got in a rhythm.
You have all those assists against the zone, and I know that coach speaks all the time against the man, be ready to drive, especially against these guys who are a little bit different this year. But how important was moving the ball quickly against that zone?
I think the biggest thing was just after playing defense, just pushing it really fast, and then especially after I had hit a few shots, I saw like multiple people running at me, so it was easier to find guys like Crawley and Calvin and Ike and those guys for shots.
Now you guys had gotten down 6-0. Then you make the back-to-back threes to tie it. You had the steal in the backcourt with the press. Is that when you started to feel the game go back your direction?
Yeah, I think that's definitely when because we came out all right. We just weren't hitting shots, and then after I hit those two and got a steal, it just kind of gave the team energy, and we got going after that.
Isaiah Crawley finishes with a team-high 17 points, 9 in the first half, 8 in the second half, 7 of 10 shooting, 7 rebounds, 4 on the offensive end, but I got to begin with you on the threes. 2 of 13 coming into the year, 2 of 2 tonight. What worked for the three-point shot?
Coach always telling us, if we open, shoot it. And I was open, so I shot it.
I talked with you before the game, and it seems like you've been feeling more and more comfortable trying to come back from the ankle injury, and that may have been the best you played this year outside of North Florida.
Yeah, it's starting to get back to normal. It's still a little tweaks in here and there, but I mean, long as I start sweating and going, I mean, I feel normal.
All right, the assist in the first half, about 2.5 minutes left. You guys are in transition. First, Elijah, how did you see him to be able to make that long bounce pass that you did?
I saw him sprinting, and I knew he was gonna run straight to the rim, and he was running, and I saw a gap between the two defenders, so I just threw it, and he caught it and laid it up.
Were you expecting the ball?
I definitely was expecting the ball. I didn't know how he was going to get it through there, but once I got it, I knew I had to finish it for him.
Carl, being back home for the first time in 8 days on that trip, but playing for the first time at home in 3 weeks, what did it feel like to be back in Hanner?
It felt great. Even though the crowd wasn't as big, it was still rocking like normal. And, I mean, we had to come in here and remain undefeated.
The Louisiana game, Elijah, coming up on Saturday. It's developed into a nice little rivalry. They have 3 victories here all time. That's more than anybody else in this conference. It's a 4 p.m. tip. We're on at 3:30 with countdown to tip-off. How do you carry over what you built tonight to play a different team on Saturday?
I think the biggest thing is just coming in tomorrow ready to work, following the game plan that coach has ready, and then just coming in Saturday, starting the game with the energy we had today.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be in good shape.
Players of the game tonight, Elijah McCadden, Isaiah Crawley, Georgia Southern beats ULM 67-56. Boys, appreciate it. Hopefully talk to you again on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.